Nats Cubs at Wrigley Field, game two of this three-game set as the dog days of summer continue. In the first, Bryce Harper's bat was barking.
And the 1-2, deep drive to right. If it's fair, it's going to be trouble. And this ball is going to be off the video board. It's a long home run for Bryce Harper. And Washington leads 1-0. His 28th of the year. Bryant drives one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Goodwin. Still going, still going. It's over his head. It's one hop off the wall. Jay around third, heading home. It's a double for Bryant. Ball game tied at one. John Jay scores on a booming double to center by Chris Bryant. Three infielders to the right of second. Avila drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Goodwin. Still going. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. Welcome to the Chicago Cubs, Alex Avila. Cubs lead 4-1. And trying to stay in first place. Contreras drives one deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Wilson Contreras, a two-run homer. Cubs lead 6-3. And the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Cubs win. A breaking ball got him. It was a curveball that dropped down near the ankles.
Cubs win 7-4 your final, snapping their three-game losing skid. Wilson Contreras leading the charge. Two hits, three RBIs. John Lackey went five and picked up his ninth victory of the season. Here's Cubs skipper Joe Maddon after the win.
How about Alex? I mean, Alex did a nice job. That home run really got us rolling. I like Alex behind the plate, too. He's a very calm presence. He followed the game plan really well. He's just been on board a couple days, but he's very bright, and he follows it well. So being able to do that under the circumstances, keeping Alex in the game, making sure he gets his at-bats, and the fact that Wilson, nice running catch in the corner on top of that. So having Wilson in the, being able to make that play comfortably also matters.
You said it before the game, got to get that
early. He settled in. He started gaining confidence in all of his pitches. He went to his slider more. He's always had a really good slider. He was trying to throw that cutter. But he got to his slider, and his fastball pumped up. It was like 91, then it ended up being like 95, 96. I've always seen that with him. Once you let him or permit him to really get in a groove, he's so athletic. I think it's just he starts feeling his delivery. On the other hand, like Johnny Lackey, battled. He gets the win, right? Johnny gets the win. Big strikeout on Harper. Outstanding strikeout right there to get through that inning. That was a big moment for him and for us.
I know it wasn't pretty, but you like that formula against the lefty.
Oh, well, we have the guys, you know, there's no question. And you look at their lineup, Dunsing was outstanding once again. He really was. And so was Stropey. They've been on top of their game. We still need to get, Justin sharper again because he's got great stuff. And with Wade also, I mean, 30 pitch saves. We got to get beyond that so you could use them 2 days in a row. But the really sharp bullpen today was Dunsing and Stropey were outstanding.
Joe, a couple hits by John Jay. He's often overlooked. I mean, is he, along with maybe Wade, your two most consistent players from start till now?
He has been. His at-bats are pro all the time. I couldn't believe that ball did not go out. I guess it was just enough wind, and Harper played it perfectly by running along the wall. That probably just missed the basket by inches. Johnny Jay's doing a great job defensively, offensively. He's the guy that's kind of stirring it up. He's also a good influence with a lot of the young players right now. I hear it. He's done a great job.
Would you guess it? For Wilson just settling in still, obviously.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we need to keep putting him out there. Probably not tomorrow. 2-1 off pitch, probably tomorrow off again. But we have plenty of left-handedness tomorrow with the guys that did not play. I think Dunsing's good also. 12 pitches I think he threw today. So he should be good tomorrow. Stropey will be back. Ronnie's good. Koji's back. CJ's back. So we're pretty good in the pen tomorrow.
Is there a pitch that Wade is not commanding right?
It's just he's failing to get ahead of hitters, I mean, in a nutshell. I think when he gets behind, then he does throw it for a strike. It's kind of like he's trying to be too fine, I think, early. And then when he has to throw a strike, because this guy's got great command. He doesn't have good command. He could dot it from anywhere. So when Wade's missing, it's because he's trying to make pitches. I've talked about him as being a starter. So I don't see anything really wrong with that, with him. It's just that cutter, 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 ball, ball. And then he's forced to come over the plate, and he does, and it's very good. Curveball, the last one to Harper, outstanding. That's just who Wade is, I think. Just moving down the road would be nice just to get him a little bit more command-oriented early so he's not having to use 20 to 30 pitches to get through the ninth.
Alex Avila's first hit as a Cub was a two-run homer in the first. Here's the new Cubs catcher after the game.
Yeah, unbelievable atmosphere. Felt good to get it out of the way, too.
Alex, talking with Joe Maddon the other day, and he remembers you, of course, from his time in the American League, and he'd been watching some video, and he said, man, Alex is really going to like hitting in this park. He says you have a good power the other way in the middle of the diamond. And so far, what is your sense of Wrigley Field as a hitter?
Well, obviously, it depends what the wind's doing. I'm learning that, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm excited to be able to have some at-bats here in Wrigley. And, you know, it'll be an adjustment getting used to some of the National League pitchers and getting to know those guys. But you can't beat this atmosphere.
I know Justin told the reporters he had two suitcases for the trip to New York, thinking he might be traded. Would you have been surprised had you not been dealt?
Up to the deadline, yeah, I think I would have been a little bit surprised if I hadn't been, just because JD had gone obviously a couple of weeks before, and there was so much talk the week leading up to it that it's almost like when it's talked about that much, it's almost a foregone conclusion. But you know, I'm glad I ended up in a good place.
I got to ask you, with your dad being the general manager over there, what was the dynamic? How did that all go down with you and your dad?
Well, you know, a lot of people obviously had questions about it because it's a unique situation. But to be honest with you, for the both of us, it was business as usual. You know, I understood as a player where I'm at in my career, you know, on a one-year deal, you know, having a pretty good season, that teams would want me, and you know, he would have to make a decision that was, you know, best for the future of the organization. And you know, we're good with that. Our relationship's been, you know, rock solid, and we've been a baseball family, you know, ever since my grandfather. So, you know, I think we both understood what comes with the territory.
It'll be John Lester taking the hill for the Cubs on Sunday in the rubber match of this three-game series.